It's 6:55 here in the Matt Allen Show. Every Wednesday night at this time, we talk to one of the contributors to AnchorRising.com, one of the greatest political blogs on the face of the earth. And Andrew Morse is one of those contributors and joins us on the line. What's going on, Andrew? How are you, sir?
You have a really good topic going on tonight. As a somewhat experienced observer of the political right here in America, I worry sometimes that the upper echelons of the Republican leadership, they don't have a real gut-level understanding of how much, you know, regular people are into the stock market through 401ks and mutual funds and stuff like that. And
well, it's
also something to spur some consumer confidence.
I mean, I don't know about you. Well, I don't know what you do for a living, but I am employed by a company.
So, right.
You know, and if we depend on advertising revenue. And if people don't have money and they can't borrow money to make improvements and to build business and to build clientele and pay for advertising, we go away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it affects everybody.
Yeah, and a speech from President Bush might not be much at this point, but I think you're right. It's better than just kind of, you know, hope you hold your breath and hope everything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for inspiration here. I'm just looking for some answers as to what's on the mind, what's going on, you know what I mean? Speaking of what's going on Anchor Rising today?
Well, we have tried to find at least one optimistic indicator for people here.
Really?
It turns out that despite the, you know, rising energy prices of the last couple of years and the initial phases of the housing crisis and the general tank of the Rhode Island economy, it turns out that according to the official poverty statistics that the federal government puts out every August, the poverty rate in Rhode Island looks like it's better than it's been in about the last decade or so.
Really?
Which is kind of amazing. And we've posted up at Anchor Rising, we have 25 years worth of data out there in the form of two charts. You don't have to go through like pages of reports to read this.
Okay.
But that shows that basically there is a pretty strong correlation between the tax burden of Rhode Island being low and the poverty rate also being low at about the same time, which some people would never believe because they would tell you that the only way to cure poverty is to raise taxes to a massive degree and redistribute the income, and that's not what the history of Rhode Island bears out.
So according to this information you have, the lower the taxes, the lower the poverty level.
Yes, probably one of the optimal period in the last 25 years or so was probably the years just before the RISDIC crisis hit in the early 90s. And then there were some tax increases that went through there, and then the poverty rates never got back down to that original rate again. And then the second place where you see a serious spike, and this has more to do with than just the tax rate itself, but at about the time that welfare reform was implemented in the mid-90s, suddenly Rhode Island had much higher poverty rates for an extended period of time than it had ever seen before, and that's now just starting to come down in the last year or two.
So are we looking at the effects of the welfare magnet being kind of reversed around here? We've had some increases in restrictions as to who can qualify for what. We've had some interesting exoduses of illegal immigrants from the state. I mean, is that what's happened? We sweeten the pot, they come in?
I think you can make a pretty good case that that's at least one factor and maybe a major factor that's contributing to that. And, of course, as always, we have the raw numbers up at Anchor Rising if people want to come in and try to either support or refute that thing.
That's an excellent thing that Anchor Rising does very often. It just gives you the information and allows you to make your own opinion.
Yes, and we link back to the original census data that has the poverty numbers. For our tax burden numbers, we use the numbers that are compiled by the Tax Foundation. They've been doing it since 1977, I think. And
excellent.
So we have all the raw data up there. For
Andrew, thank you very much, man. I appreciate the conversation. We'll send everybody to Anchor Rising.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be on.
AnchorRising.com is the website. Check it out.